Big Blue Door is a theater group devoted to true stories, long-form improv, and comedy writing. From 2012 to 2015, Big Blue Door produced a live, monthly show called the Big Blue Door Jam, where people shared 6 to 8 minute true stories inspired by monthly themes. This story was told by Milla Murray Susan in December of 2013. The night's theme was The Kids Are All Right.
I have a confession to make. I love making confessions. I mean, look at me right now. Mood lighting, microphone, attentive listeners. I can't resist telling you all my secrets. You could say that being raised Catholic, it was inevitable that I would grow up to be a confessor. It was impressed upon me early on that if you sinned, you went to the priest, you did your penance, and then you got to just start fresh, which is pretty great. But, you know, I probably would have been a confessor anyway because I need to tell people when I do things wrong. It's part of my way of feeling like maybe it's actually going to be all right after all. So growing up, my mom was my favorite audience. I needed her to know the worst of me to find out whether she loved me anyway. So, for example, let's say that during nap time, I snuck out of my room and crept into the kitchen and climbed up onto the kitchen counter and reached for the sugar bowl, spilling grains all over the counter in the process, and then took my chewing gum out of my mouth and just rolled it around in the sugar and popped it back in, enjoying that sweet, crunchy, crispy feeling. Well, all she had to do when she found the mess was wait for me to come to her, my eyes cast down, unable to resist blabbing the whole thing with my pink, sugary breath. Or say, let's just say that in a moment of anger, I picked up my little brother and airplaned him around in a circle and then just let go. I didn't even bother trying to deny it. I needed her to punish me because the punishment was how I came to feel all right again. My daughter has inherited my confessional streak, which is weird because I wouldn't think that is a heritable quality. But yeah, and we don't go to church. So the closest God approximation at our house is probably Santa. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Every year when she's writing her Christmas letter, she just lays bare all of the bad things that she's done and just throws herself on his mercy. Like, for example, the year that she was 5, we had come home from my aunt's annual Christmas Eve party, and we were bustling around, putting out like eggnog and cookies and apples and carrots for the reindeer, and my daughter goes, "Wait, I have to add something to my note to Santa." And she runs upstairs. And my husband and I exchange this worried look, the look of, we already bought a shit ton of toys and it's 8:45 on Christmas Eve. And then she comes pelting back down the stairs and she runs over to the Santa snack and she balances this little purple note card on the eggnog cup. And then she steps back, sighs in a satisfied way, and heads upstairs to get ready for bed. So at first glance, this card was blank. But upon close examination, in teeny tiny letters in dark blue ink, she had written, "I know I've been bad, but it's hard." My son plays it closer to the vest because that kid does not like to get in trouble. And you know one way you can avoid getting in trouble? Say nothing. So I was surprised when, during a recent bedtime, he cuddled up next to me and said, "Mommy, I have some things I want to tell you." It turned out I had inspired him because earlier that day, I was telling a story on myself about something naughty that I had done as a kid. That's right, I even confessed things to my own children. Anyway, the story was, I used to take this dance class, and it was across this big four-lane highway from the 7-Eleven. And I would sneak out of dance and across that big street, and I would blow all of my allowance money on fireballs and banana now and laters. And then I would smuggle them home into my bedside table, and I would gorge on them while I did my geometry homework. And I'd get those little sugar sores all over my tongue, and oh, the fireballs gave me terrible heartburn. But I just couldn't stop. So finally, inevitably, I confessed. Because you see, kids, sometimes you need help learning moderation and self-control. Good talk. So my son said, "When you said that thing earlier about 7-Eleven, it kind of made me want to tell you some things." Okay, yeah, go ahead. "Sometimes when you're busy, I sneak into the pantry and I eat rainbow sprinkles off of a spoon." I already kind of knew about that one. It's okay. Anything else? Yes. "Sometimes I pick up the poops." Pardon? "I reach into the potty and I pick them back up." "And do you do this frequently?" "Five times." "And does it feel like poop?" "Yeah, pretty much." "Well, I hope you wash your hands after." "Oh, I do. I feel better now that I've told you." "That's good. I'm glad, you know." And thus a sweet little boy went to sleep, secure in the knowledge that even if you pick poops up for fun, still, even still, you're all right. Thank you.
For more true stories, visit teej.fm. That's teej.fm. For classes in storytelling and upcoming story shows, visit bigbluedoor.org.